Welcome to the Bill and Rookie Podcast. It is May 19th, 2021. So I was driving around the other day. Well, I had to stop at the hardware store and got a couple things done there. And then as I'm leaving the hardware store, right next door to the hardware store I like is Play It Again Sports. So as I'm still in the market for a couple of golf clubs, since I've been replacing my stolen golf club set, not piece by piece necessarily, but after I bought the irons and the woods, if you will, still need a couple of fill-in clubs. So I decided to go over to Play It Again to see what they have available. And I was pleasantly surprised at their selection of clubs, quite honestly. They had a lot of clubs available. And I found one to my liking to help round out my iron set. I got a 3 hybrid. Not the exact same as my set of irons that I bought, but it's the same maker.
It shouldn't matter, though.
Didn't matter too much. So I was excited about that. But while I was there, they also have a rather large selection of golf shoes. And that most of them are used, some more than others. Obviously, that's the nature of the business. But I thought to myself, I was looking at this pair of shoes, because I've been kind of in the market for a pair of black, all-black golf shoes, because I don't have one anymore.
Okay.
And so I found one there, $40, major brand. And I'm like, I wonder. But then I thought, you know what, do I need to buy someone else's old shoes that their feet have been in and who knows what? You know what I mean? I tried them on, they fit, they felt okay. I'm just like, I'm not sure if I can do this. So where do you come down on used shoes?
I come down on used shoes that are good for my kids, and I don't know if I would buy.
Here's what I thought.
Because the thing is, I have bought used shoes for my kids in the past. They got a couple of stores in town. Once upon a child, Plato's Closet, that resells clothing.
Yeah, but it's a little different with kids, though, because you know that kid that had them before didn't have them that long. He grew out of them.
In all likelihood, that's why you do that.
I don't know
They look like brand new. Kids grow out of them real quick. They haven't turned, so to speak.
Right.
So, you know, and your kids don't know better. I know better. You know?
Right, right.
So, I don't think I would do that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking to myself, am I really have to buy someone else's old? If I want some new shoes, just go buy some new golf shoes.
Right.
I can afford it.
I don't have a price, right? You know, I think clothing is a little bit different. I mean, they don't have really used clothing for adults, right? They don't have a used clothing that I'm aware of. I've never shopped there, shopped at one. But I think I'd probably do that. I would feel like you went to a garage sale and you saw some nice golf polos or something like that. Because you can throw them in the wash and wash them.
Right.
Shoes, it's a little bit different story.
Yeah, I hear you. I was just a little hesitant, although they were nice. FootJoys, which I know how expensive they are. Right. They were obviously worn, and I thought, well, if I polish them up, they would look sweet. But then I got to that point where I'm like, okay, do you really need to be wearing someone else's
shoes? It's kind of funny because now that you think about it, I got a couple of pair of golf shoes that I should probably take down to Play It Again Sports. Give the buy off me.
Yeah.
Because I no longer use golf shoes for the most part. I just wear my tennis shoes because my longtime friend Greg Schmidt and golf coach of Jackson out at Royal Scott, insert plug here, has always told me that he thought golf shoes were kind of unnecessary. Unless, of course, if you're playing on a day like today where you need maybe a little more grip, you need more of a spike. So quite honestly, I don't even use golf shoes anymore. So I got a couple of pairs. They wouldn't fit you. They're probably too small for you.
They don't, I don't have, have actual spikes.
No, but you get the spikeless kind. But see, that's another thing. What's the difference between a tennis shoe, a relatively good tennis shoe?
Probably very little.
And spikeless
golf
shoes.
Probably very little difference.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as it's dry.
And what's probably more comfortable? Your tennis
shoes. Probably your tennis shoes. But are they waterproof?
Well, not, one pair of golf shoes that I have are not. They're kind of the mesh.
Yeah.
And all the tennis shoes I get are always the mesh.
Yeah.
But the only time you need them waterproof is if you're playing in the rain. Perhaps on a dewy morning. But when you're right then down the middle of the fairway like me, you're not walking into tall grass so your feet
oh,
don't
that
feel
how it works?
Wet.
Okay. I'll keep
should
that in mind.
Should try it sometime.
I should. I would love
with
to try
it. That new fancy-dancy fairway would.
I would love to try it sometime, maybe this weekend. All right, well, I just thought I would ask. I think we're kind of in the same boat on this one. Used shoes, not so much. Maybe there's a degree of use that you could take into account. Or you could just go buy some new ones.
Buy some new ones. Again, you're an adult. You can afford it.
Yes. All right. Well, have a great day today. And for
I'm
more,
sorry. I've got other plans.
For more riveting conversations like this, join us for the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 a.m. bright and early on The Fan.